I pray that the words of my mouth, the meditation of our hearts, may be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. One day, two twin brothers named Truth and Lie stood by a river just outside of town. Lie challenged Truth to a race to see who could swim across the river the fastest. But Truth was up for the challenge, so Lie went over the rules. First, they had to take off all of their clothes, and second, at the count of three, to dive into the river, swim to the other side and back. The first one back to the side where they began wins. So both boys took off all their clothes. Lie counted to three, but when Truth dove in the river, Lie stayed on the bank. And as Truth swam across the river, Lie quickly put on Truth's clothes and headed back to town, dressed as Truth. Lie proudly went all around town, pretending to be Truth. Well, Truth made it back to shore, but his clothes were all gone. So Truth had two choices. He could either wear Lie's clothes, or he could go back to town naked. Truth could not pretend to be Lie. So he walked back to town naked. People stared and glared as naked Truth walked through town. Truth tried to explain what happened and that he really was Truth, but he was naked and he was embarrassing to look at. People made fun of him and they refused to believe that he really was Truth. The point of the story is that people chose to believe Lie because he was disguised as Truth. How many times have we believed a lie rather than the naked truth? Which brings up our topic for today is that we would believe enough to tell the truth. So for you, think about that for yourself. Do you believe enough to tell the truth about God? Our text for today is from Acts chapter 8. If you want to turn back to that, Ben read that a few minutes ago. This text shows us the simple truth that God uses his people to bring others to faith, number one, and then also that shows them how to live in this life. Again, our text begins in verse 26, where an angel of the Lord tells Philip exactly where he needs to be, and as he shows up to where he's supposed to be, he meets up with a man reading scriptures. The man asks Philip to help him to understand this passage that he was reading from Isaiah, which becomes an opportunity for Philip to share about what he himself believes. The man asks some questions, and Philip is able to share the good news of forgiveness in Christ, and that the man can have eternal life by believing in Jesus' name. Not only does the man believe, but he also wants to be baptized. We don't know exactly what the Apostle Paul said to him, except that Luke is the writer of the book of Acts, and he records that he shared the gospel with him. He must have mentioned baptism because the man also asked to be baptized. I don't know about you, but that's not how the conversation usually goes when I try to share God's truth with somebody. Things don't seem to always work out that smoothly when I try to share the truth about God. Maybe we tell ourselves that, okay, God, if you provide an opportunity, I'll do it. But we never seem to find or see that opportunity. Or maybe we get to talk about Jesus with somebody, but they don't seem to hear or want to even listen. And then, of course, we start to get frustrated when things don't go or work out the way that we had hoped them to. But this text demonstrates for us the basics of how people come to faith. Again, you may not have had this exact experience, but that's okay. It's the basic elements of faith that we see that is important. And it begins with God's Word. Trusting God's Word to do what God's Word says it will do. And so our text gives us a picture of how the Word of God and the Holy Spirit works in bringing people to faith. The Holy Spirit actually uses our everyday activities to give us an opportunity to share God's truth and His will for our life. We don't have to put all pressure on us to convince somebody to believe. All we have to do is to share the truth and let the Holy Spirit work when and where the Holy Spirit works. All we have to do is be faithful and show up to do that, to deliver that message that we too have received. And then be ready and willing to speak the truth about God's Word and His love and forgiveness in Christ. But remember, the success or failure of that conversation doesn't depend on you necessarily. You simply speak the Word of truth and let the Holy Spirit do the rest. And He does that in the midst of conversation. Again, it may not be in the timing that you would hope for, but that we would continue and not lose heart in doing that. Because God's Word of Truth isn't just some words on a page or on a Hallmark card. We see in Hebrews chapter 4 that it's much more than that. Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12 says, "The Word of God is living and active, that it's sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing to the division in soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and discerning the thoughts and intentions of the heart." So as we speak God's Word, we are speaking, actually, to that person's conscience, to their heart. So we see this living and active Word creates living and active faith for them to confess Christ. Therefore, really what makes us a good witness is simply sharing about what God has done for us. Telling about your baptism, maybe that's part of the conversation that Paul shared with that man. We don't know exactly. But why not? Why not share about your baptism at whatever age or stage that you were baptized? That you were given the Spirit to dwell in you, to work and to strengthen your faith through hearing the Word and then receiving God's sacrament to us in His Son. So, back to the question. Do you believe enough to tell the truth about God? Maybe you're not sure what the truth about God is, or even how to tell it. Or maybe you fear rejection or some kind of backlash for telling the truth about God. You don't have to be a pastor to do this, or any kind of theologian. You just simply have to tell what you know about God and His love for you. You're all here today, so there's, you know, you all have a reason for being here. Obviously, maybe it's for the baptism today, or the graduation today, but God works in these ways, too, for you to be here to hear this message today. That you would be willing to tell the truth about what you believe and why you believe it. This is simply it. Oftentimes we complicate it and or we start to add to it or take away from it and we mess it up. But pretty much this is it. God created everything that we see, including yourselves. And He did it through speaking His Word. The very word universe is uni, meaning one, verse, meaning word. That's a word we use all the time, right? Universe means one spoken word is how it came into existence. How ironic is that for those who believe in evolution, right? We know that God created out of his spoken word. We also know that we have sinned that separates us from God. That's part of that truth. And so God sent Jesus to take our sin away. And when he took our sin away, it's as if we have never sinned. That's it. It sounds simple, but it's not always easy to tell the truth. Believing the truth may be even easier than receiving the truth and then sharing the truth. That we have forgiveness of sin. That we have something outside of this world. That we have eternal life with God forever. But as I said, we tend to complicate it. But that's not an excuse not to continue to share. For if we fail to confess Christ before man, is to deserve to have Christ deny us before God the Father. With that being said, we have good news, that same good news that Paul shared, with that being from Ethiopia. We have a God who forgives. We have a God who has provided everything that was necessary to pay for our sin. Jesus was handed over into death for all of our failures, for even all of our fears. And when we deserve to be rejected by God the Father, he rejected his Son instead. Jesus went to death on Good Friday in order to come out again on Easter to show us the new creation that we are and the new life that he has given us each and every day. That as Christians, we are resurrection people. That every time we come together to celebrate or worship, we're celebrating the resurrection. Jesus actually came into this world to begin to restore all things to himself. And he calls each one of us to join him. Isn't that awesome? That he wants his creation, his most precious creation, each one of you, to join him in restoring this creation that was broken because of sin. Till one day when Jesus comes back again, and it will be all just like it was in the beginning before sin. And until that day, that we continue to meet together, to speak God's truth to each other, to help each other, to walk alongside each other, to keep each other accountable, to keep each other responsible. Let us pray. Father, you've done so much for us that we can really never truly understand. May we never be ashamed of you. And give us courage to believe enough to share your truth, your love. That while we were sinners, Christ died for us. That we would base all of our love out of that love that you demonstrated to us. And pointing people to your cross, and ultimately to your resurrection. And may that Holy Spirit grant faith to those who hear the word of God and believe it. And may that word continue to grow in us for life everlasting. Amen. Amen.